This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharuma of New Hope East Hawaii. This message entitled The Perfect Gift was delivered on December 9th, 2018. Here now is Pastor Scott.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Usher. Thank you, Tom. Great job as always. Go ahead, Ushers. Good morning, family. Oh, it's so great to be here. It was so much fun last night, you know, walking that parade route. And I guess from the people's point of view sitting on the side, they was thinking like, wow, it takes so long in between floats. But when you're walking in the parade, it's kind of fast, you know. And we were just taking our time. We were passing out glow sticks. And then I look up and the trailer's like, whoa, I better get moving. And it's like... And we had a whole bunch of children. We just threw them all in the trailer, and they're waving to everybody. And was you know, we haven't done this parade in many years, but Jennifer wanted to do it, so she was in charge. She made a nice float. We used Dion's truck, and thank you so much, because we had a wonderful time. Those of you who got to watch, yay, that's great. And you know what? James already said, next year... We're going to just throw a whole worship team on up there and rock the place. So, Pastor Aaron, you got to get the worship team together. Dion, we got to build up your trailer. And, man, we're going to have some fun. James was dressed up as Noah, and he got called many other names. He got called Santa Claus. He got called Jesus. He got called James. But we had so much fun, and... It was just a beautiful day working and getting the float together and just having fellowship from early in the morning from men's ministry all the way to last night. It was like beautiful day. We asked God for sunshine and he gave it to us. What a wonderful time it was. And thank you everyone who participated and who watched, who prayed. It was a great day yesterday. Amen. Whew, how many of you finished your Christmas shopping? Oh, we get all honest people here today. Yeah. How many of you are halfway done? How many of you got something for your spouse already? Man, hey, you guys who never get nothing for your spouse, get on it. Right? You know, I remember as a little child, whoa, Christmas took so long yet to come. It's like forever. It's like 5 years just to get to Christmas. And then when you become an adult, it's like you blink your eyes, like, what's Christmas already? And I remember receiving gifts for Christmas and for birthdays. And, you know, most of the gifts, I can pretty much share mostly every single gift that I got for Christmas when I was growing up, probably in a landfill someplace on Oahu. I mean... I don't remember much of it. I remember one thing that I got. It was a football. It was a football, and I loved that football. I carried it with me all over the place. Because it was, I guess maybe it was a dream, but I always knew I was too short to play football. You know when you get those guys who want to play football, but they're too short, and he said, you cannot play because you're going to get creamed, saving your life by not letting you play. But I had this football, and it was autographed by John Brody. You're like, who the heck is that? Only the old guys know who that is. But I was young then. I didn't know any better. I was a 49er fan. But then when I grew up and I got wise, I became a Rams fan. Yeah. And not because they're just doing good. I was a Rams fan from a long time ago when they sucked. Okay? So I didn't just jump ship. Yeah. So I had this football. And this is one of the gifts that I remember. And... I play with it, and I put it in my brother's truck because I was riding around with him. And then he went to work that night, and that night somebody stole his truck. I mean, oh, forget about the truck. My football, man. I was so bummed. It's like my football was gone. I mean, wow. Is there any gift out there that would last? That cannot get stolen or or you're not going to get tired of, or a gift that's not going to rust and fall apart. I mean, you imagine if they made cars that would not rust or fall apart. They'd go out of business. They make them like that on purpose. So every 3 or 4 years, we got to buy a new one. But who can afford a new one? The last new car I had was 1989. It's the last new car I actually bought. After that, sorry, I could not afford a new car. You know, what kind of gift that would last? And I know that we know the secret to the best gift that's out there, the most perfect gift, that would outlast any other gift that you may have received. A gift that's not going to empty your bank account. A gift that we all need. A gift that even if we share it with others and give it away, we still have it. And the sad part is that many of our friends, some of our family, don't even know about this gift. Some of them don't even think that they need it. And I was one of those who thought I never needed this gift. But now that I have it, I wonder, how did I live without it? Imagine like 15, 20 years ago when you never had an iPhone, right? And now you think, oh, how can I live without this? Because it has my schedule on top there. It's my alarm clock. It's my computer. And you think, like, we lived without it before. But like this gift, I thought, man, how did I live without it now that I have it? And the only regret is I wished I opened it earlier. 37 years of my life, I lived without this gift. And this morning, the goal is to give you enough information so that you can do two things with it. Accept it fully and offer it to others. If you have your Bibles, you can open up to the book of Luke. Luke is in the New Testament. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke was a physician, Dr. Luke. And in Luke 2, he writes this. But the angel said to them, see, these were the shepherds in the field. They're watching the flocks. He says, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that would be for all the people, not just for some. Not for just the wonderful, lovely ones like you and I, but for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in clothes lying in a manger. Manger was that feeding trough. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. Let me ask you this question. Is there any such thing as a perfect Christmas gift? You know, have you ever thought for months, planned for weeks, gotten everything together for what you thought would be the perfect gift for someone? And you were so excited, you couldn't hardly wait for them to get it. But maybe when they opened it, it wasn't quite exactly as how you pictured or you planned. It's like giving James, the guy who always so proudly wears his Patriot shirt on it, it's like giving him a Rams jersey. He's going to use it to wash his car, right? Or it's like giving your wife a vacuum cleaner. How many of you did that before? Or giving her a mop. Oh, that's going cracks. Husbands, don't ever do that. I mean, why is it okay to buy a guy tools, but not okay to buy a wife pots and pans and mops and brooms? Guys are different, okay? Yes, we are. Tools we like. But, yeah, just don't do that. Trust me. Yeah. You know, sometimes it may seem like Christmas is a lot of work. Maybe you think it's a pain. I think it's a wonderful time. Finding the best and perfect gift can be kind of stressful. Especially sometimes some of you guys have pretty much everything you need. Well, we all do because we have Jesus Christ. Amen? But, you know, you ever walk through the mall and just look and look and look and look? It's like, man, I don't know what to get my wife. She shops. She loves to shop. What do I get somebody who loves to shop? She has everything she needs. She's not here. She's in a nursery. I can do that. She has everything she needs. Look. So when you tell her, oh, you have everything you need, yeah? She's going to like, why is everybody telling me that today? But, yeah, so it's like, are you one of those who will wait until December 20th to say, I better start my shopping? What would the perfect gift look like? What requirements does it have to meet? Does it have to have a certain carat weight? Does it have to come from a certain store? Does it have to say Coach or Michael Kors or something like that? Nike? Does it have to say Milwaukee or Bosch or Makita, you know? Does it have to be something like that? He's talking to me? Yeah. Yeah. Boots, yeah. Gotta be like Ariat or something. Not the rubber boots now. But what is the perfect gift? If you have your Bibles, turn to John. This morning I want to talk to you about the perfect gift. Perfect gift for everyone. And I had expert advice on choosing the perfect gift. The expert advice is God. You may be thinking, hey, the Bible does not tell me how to choose the perfect gift for my wife. But scriptures give us a great guideline. And all we have to do is learn from the master. And there are some principles that we can learn from examining God's perfect gift, which if you haven't figured it out by now, it is Jesus. And I want you to learn enough about this gift so that you can fully accept it and offer it to others. So if you want the perfect gift, number one, it should be a priceless and personal gift. And in John 3:16, and a lot of us know this scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now, you can wait until the very last minute to get your wife or your spouse a gift. But if my wife was to open it up and find that refillable coffee mug from Minute Stop, she's going to know that I waited to Christmas Eve at 10:30 at night to go find something. Or even if I went under the tree and I switched the tags, she's going to know. Something about them, they're so smart. You cannot fool them. And then you go on the internet and you find this card, you print it on paper, you fold it twice. Merry Christmas! It's like, come on, you couldn't go to the Hallmark store and buy a card for me, you had to go print one out. You know, that gift that we select has to be appreciated. It's going to have to be a real, like a bell ringer. And it's going to take thought, consideration about their likes, their dislikes, their personalities, their needs, their interests. You know, and we're going to, it has going to have to be priceless and personal. And when God sent his son, this Christmas gift, it was personal. It was God's own personal son, his only son that he loved. And it was more than that. It was God himself in the flesh. And it was made for us personally. He came to die for our sins, your sins, my sins, the sins that we have committed. He came to bring personal forgiveness, personal salvation, peace. God did not just pull an angel out of heaven and say, here you go. He sent us something priceless and personal. Something that we could not buy, but we need to accept. God took the time and he considered our needs, our sin, our separation from him, thinking, what is the best way to save these people? And he came up with this idea, I will go personally to pay that price to get them saved. Jesus was the perfect gift, a personal gift. Have you ever thought, well, how do I share this gift with others? Do I just blurt it out? Hey, you need Jesus. You know, they might not like it that way. So in order to help you, what I have done, I have printed a whole bunch of these bookmarks. And on this bookmark, there's Romans 3:23, 6:23, John 3:16, 1 John 1:9, John 17:3, Romans 10:9, Ephesians 2:8-9, a whole bunch more. And there's a sinner's prayer. And there's our address and our phone number. And I have a whole bunch of them right here. And I challenge you to come here after service and grab as much as you like. And if it runs out, great, I'll have some more printed for you next week. Stick them in the Christmas cards that you send out. Stick them in the gifts that you give this season. Because this gift right here is personal and it's priceless. And we all need it. Amen? So it will be here right after service. And if you don't want me to see you grabbing it, John has it. And he is going to take it all and pass it out to the whole community. Or he might sell it to you. No, just kidding. John's not like. But number two, it's a necessary gift. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Romans 6:23, for the wage of the sin is maki. Yeah, we know that is death, die. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What did the bald man say when he got a comb for Christmas? Exactly. For any gift to be useful or any good, it has to be used. It's something that the receiver needs and would like. And the more useful, the more better. And how useful is Jesus Christ? He saves us from our sins. I mean, you ever gotten something just so out of character? It's like, what were they thinking? You know, some maybe they gave you an ugly sweater when you walk around the house all day without a shirt because you're always hot. Or they gave you, you know, something that, like, they gave me another fishing pole. Like, what am I going to do? I already have five. But they ever get something so out of character, and you're like, what am I going to do with this? I don't know, maybe a fruitcake or something. Right? They ever gave you something that, like, so, like, out of your character that you said, oh, well, just this one is going to go in the closet until I can re-gift it to Pastor Scott. Right? It's like giving the bald man a comb. You know, if you ever gotten so unlike you, it's like, what am I going to do with it? When God sent His perfect gift, it was something that we really needed. There's nothing that we needed more than His Son. And Romans 3:23 and 6:23 says that we've committed sins, and the result that we were separated from God. But the love of God had, He wanted us to be reconciled to Him. God knew just what we needed. And what we needed more than anything else, He gave us. Not another ritual, not another commandment, not another prophet, but we needed a redeemer, a savior. That was one gift that would fit the bill for everyone. That was Jesus. And as I sit and I think and I have time and quietness, I just thank God that He took the time to consider my needs. Not my wants, but my needs. Then that He loved me enough and He was willing to give His Son to die so that I can have eternal life and I can have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus is a perfect gift because He's a personal gift, He's a practical gift, and number three, He's an everlasting gift. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Man, you ever got some of those gifts for Christmas that just never lasted through the day? Maybe, and if you got like a remote control car, bang, hit the wall, million pieces. Oh, that's gone. Those little balsa wood airplanes, whoop. That's gone. It's on the neighbor's roof. It's gone. Or you leave something out, the dog got it. It's gone. You know, some things just don't last. Right? Some gifts we get and we keep, but we either outgrow it or gets outdated. Yeah, remember if you ever got like a VHS for Christmas, man, that's down the road. Or a cassette player. Or you old guys, you got an 8-track player. Like, what is that? You hand a kid a cassette tape now, they're going to look at you like, what is this? You know, some things get outdated. Some things we just get tired of. And we put it on the side. Some stuff lasts long. Jewelry, furniture, some paintings. But when God sent His Son, it was permanent for us. It was everlasting. He sent with His Son love. He sent His forgiveness. He sent His mercy, His presence, His strength, His help, His guidance. And it was not temporary. It was not, okay, He messed up. Give it back to me. Or, oh, I'm tired of dealing with Scott. Take it back. No, He didn't take it back when He found somebody better. Jesus Christ is an eternal gift that God will never take back. Even if we might be undeserving or ungrateful. Even if we blow it. When God acts, it's eternal. I mean, how many gifts you know that meet all of these requirements? If you find anything other than Jesus Christ, let me know. How many gifts have you bought this year that might probably fit this characteristics? Probably very few. Well, if you're shopping for gifts this week, remember these requirements of this perfect gift. And if you keep on thinking and thinking and thinking nothing else fits, you're probably right. The only thing fits this is Jesus Christ. And that's the one thing that everybody needs. They may not know it, but they will need it. If you just take a moment and thank God for this gift, this perfect gift that you ever got. Remember him, not just on December 25th, but every day when you're driving in your car, when you're at work, when you're at home in your own house. Thank you. Thank you, God, for the gift of Jesus Christ. Now, if you can take this gift that most of you have received, and the goal is, we have this gift that is like the cure for everything. Because when we die with this gift, we get a new body, we get heaven, everything is good, you know. We receive it. But if we can take this gift and share it with others, we will not have any less of it. Amen? It's still with us. We can give it away to countless numbers of people, and we will still have it. And it's a priceless, necessary gift that we have and that we get to share. It's an everlasting gift. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And if we can do that, we're not required to grab them and pull them by the ear and drag them in here. We're just required to plant the seed, share the good news in the best, most efficient and pleasant way we can without forcing it down their throat. That's what we're required to do, is spread the good news. We cannot force them to accept it, amen? You ever try force feed a kid vegetables? They're just going to rebel, right? They made me do that, and maybe that's why I don't like vegetables. Because people would try to force feed me that. It's like, push back. No. So if we try to force feed Jesus to everybody, they're going to push back. But just share the good news. And offer them this wonderful, wonderful gift. Amen. So this season, two things. Accept them fully and offer it to others. Amen. Don't forget, grab those things. Stick them in cards. And if we run out, then I will get some more printed for you next week. And we can go through the same thing and take as much. How many of you mailing out Christmas cards? Or how many of you did already? I missed the boat. Sorry. But how many of you going to give out Christmas gifts still yet? Right? Then do that. Give it to your friends, your family, who have not yet received or has been offered this gift. And it could be the best gift they got ever for Christmas. Amen? I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Hey, if you personally need to receive this gift right now, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes and pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me, change me, cleanse me, make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you received that gift, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. Anybody out there? Anybody? Lord, thank you so much for that gift, that priceless, that personal, that eternal gift that we all needed. And Lord, I pray that as we offer this gift to others, it will be received with joy, with open arms and open heart, and that this season many would come to receive you as the best Christmas gift ever. We thank you so much for the opportunities that you would present us to share this gift with all those who come across our path this season. We thank you so much. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Are we ready? Are you ready to sing? We're singing a Christmas song. All right. Go tell it on the mountain, right? That who is King? Who is Lord? Yes. Let's all stand.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keaau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.